So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is a review for The Death of Superman, which is a Warner Brothers animated film. The directors are Jake Castorena and Sam Liu. The writers are Peter Tomasi, Jerry Siegel, and a whole bunch of other people. And it stars Jerry O'Connell, Rebecca Will Remain, and Rainn Wilson. And the synopsis is pretty simple. Superman battles against an insurmountable foe named Doomsday. Unlike other iterations of Superman, Lois Lane might know that Superman and Clark Kent are the same person. This one takes the angle that she doesn't know, and she's only dating Clark Kent. She likes Superman, but she's not all googly-eyed about Superman. Clark Kent is very reserved. He doesn't offer up a lot of information about himself, but she's been in a relationship with him for a year, and she wants to have a relationship, be a little bit more robust. And then he says that his parents are coming to a town. He wants to introduce her to his parents. And that's kind of where we'll stop. And Matt, what is your view on The Death of Superman?
This is what Batman versus Superman should have been, period. Even if they went in there without introducing any of these characters, at least the...
With this movie, the Justice League is already together. And it's the whole complement of the Justice League. And it does kind of play off of some of the stuff in the Justice League movie and Batman v Superman. But go ahead.
I felt the seriousness of the actual enemy. I mean, he killed people, man. Like,
He goes through destroying everybody. Nobody is safe.
You don't care if you're a guy or a girl. You don't just get, oh, well, the car blew up. No, I'm tearing this dude's face off. I'm breaking this dude's arm. I'm ripping it off. It was like he was a bear.
He went from the Atlanteans to the land people just on a path of destruction.
He was like an equal opportunity murderer. I mean, it didn't matter. They could be supernatural. They could have superpowers. It could be guy or girl. I mean, he was the epitome of EO killing. I've seen a couple DC cartoons, but this one I was actually impressed. I was like, oh, that's how it was in the comic book. He started off, I mean, he wasn't just all these horns. He was covered up. And then later on, he turned to what he did towards the end of the cartoon.
And as Matt said, this is based off of the comic book, The Death of Superman. So
they didn't dumb down Superman's powers at all. I mean, even in the beginning of the movie, they set that tone. I mean, Superman was fast. Like, I don't remember seeing him that fast in the movies. He was a formidable foe. I'm like, holy shit.
There was one point, I'm trying to think, was it Green Lantern or someone who was just like, do what you have to do to destroy this guy. It doesn't matter what you have to do. Just
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, he did his job. He was Superman. Arc of the movie is the Lois Lane part and him trying to open up to her to tell her that he's Superman, and the reason why he hasn't spoken to her about it is to protect her. Lex Luthor also involved in the whole storyline. He was okay in that. The whole thing is Doomsday. Even Lex Luthor tried to get his moment in at the end of the movie.
Yeah, he was the pawn.
basically, Superman's getting beat.
Oh, did he?
And then out of nowhere comes Lex Luthor in a super suit.
Doomsday handed him his ass, too.
Yeah, and then Superman saves Lex Luthor, and then Superman dies.
He was about to tear up the love of his life.
Yeah.
And motivated him.
Superman put his neck around.
Did he ever? That was some Mortal Kombat shit.
His neck just spun around, like twisted up, and next thing you know, he was like... Matt, what score would you give The Death of Superman?
I really liked the movie. I felt it was kind of quick, the movie, but too long drawn out.
Yeah, it's like an hour and 20 minutes.
Doomsday was actually Doomsday. He wasn't like a Sonic the Hedgehog character where things go up in smoke. Nope. Blood, guts, faces, arms.
There's no talking. He is just straight destruction. Nothing else.
Yep.
There was that one kid that went back for his Game Boy. It's like, Superman's like, you fool. Thank you, Superman. That one guy was basically getting a hard on for Superman. Hey, Supes. Hey, Supes. You're my buddy, man.
Yeah,
but didn't like it as much as a 9. I did like it as a 6, but the thing for me is just that it is kind of short, and it do spend a little too much time on some of those side characters that are just people in Metropolis, particularly that one sailor guy. He spent too much time with him and like how much people love Superman, which it can't be understated. Other than some of the Batman Bad Blood ones, like this one was pretty good. And it is probably better than Justice League and also definitely better than Batman v Superman. That's Beast Game Podcast.